So here's a thought to kick off the day. SUX has so many signals and indicators. What if I let it run using genetic evolution just for the exit type? Let the algorithm handle the heavy lifting while we guide it strategically. What do you think?
That's an interesting approach. Are you saying you'd fix the entry rules like the H1 active signal and H4 confirmation and let the genetic algorithm optimize only the exits? Makes sense to focus on exits since that's where we steal the deal.
Absolutely. Think about it. Gold trading is volatile, right? Using genetic evolution for exits could help refine trailing stops, profit targets, or even dynamic break-even adjustments. But what's the starting point? Are we setting any boundaries?
Definitely. We need to guide it with ranges and criteria. For example, I'd let it explore exits like trailing stops, profit targets, and moving the stop loss to break even. Set parameters like trailing stops between 10 and 100 pips, profit targets in the range of 20 to 100 pips, and exit after bars, say between 10 and 100 H1 bars. This way, the algorithm can evolve strategies without going completely rogue.
Makes sense. And what about fitness criteria? We'll want to maximize profit factor and trade frequency, right? Especially if the goal is to maintain frequent orders with effective exits.
Exactly. We're looking for balance. It's not just about big profits. It's about steady, reliable exits that align with our risk management. Speaking of which, will this still follow your 0.01 lots per $100 balance rule?
Of course. Risk management stays non-negotiable. We'll scale as the account grows, but every strategy will still respect that 0.01 to 100 ratio and stick to a set percentage risk per trade. This keeps the strategy grounded, even with the algorithm doing its thing.
I like it. So the algorithm evolves the exit type, trailing stops, profit targets, even bar-based exits, while we monitor its performance generation by generation. It's efficient and lets us focus our energy elsewhere.
Agreed. But let's keep an eye on plateaus. If the genetic evolution stops improving after, say, 10 generations, we'll need to pause and reevaluate. Otherwise, we risk wasting cycles without meaningful gains.
Good point. I'll also run back tests on the top performers to ensure they hold up under different conditions, especially in gold's high volatility periods. This way, we get strategies that adapt to the market and not just historical data.
Smart. With SUX handling the exploration and us fine-tuning along the way, this could become a gold standard approach, pun intended.
All right, let's finish breakfast and get started. Gold doesn't trade itself, but we're getting closer.